Well, hello, 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 and welcome back to another episode of AP Empowers. So glad that you guys chose to join me today. I am none other than AP, and I come to uplift, encourage, and inspire you today. Hopefully, you will be able to take your next step once you continue and finish listening to this podcast. Again, I am AP and I'm coming to you today. Now that you have leveled up, I am definitely continuing to level up in 2021 because guess what? I'm staying true to what I told you guys in my last podcast. I want to come to you at least once a month, maybe more if, you know, there are exciting news or things that are going on. I am super excited about what 2021 will be bringing for AP Empowers and the rest of my business's endeavors. So hopefully you are as well, but I'm just going to definitely get right into it. Got to take care of some housekeeping, let you guys know thus far what I've started out with this year. Got a couple of upcoming events, actually. So we're in the week. I am going to be hosting my first author's workshop. So if you are an aspiring author, if you feel like you have a book inside of you that you want to get out, if you really just want to start writing a book, if you've already got your book complete and just need some tips and some help, this workshop is definitely for you. If you've got a book in your head, this workshop is designed also to help you get it out, get it on paper, bring that thing to life, bring your baby, birth it, and do all the things that God is placing inside of you. Because again, nobody should go to their grave. Everyone should go to their grave, I should say, empty, instead of taking the things that God has placed inside of you and holding on to them. So again, you can register for this workshop on eventbrite.com. I'm only taking 10 spots and there are only 5 spots available. Left. So I need you to go ahead and do this today. I don't know when you're hearing this workshop, but if you're hearing it after February the 18th, guess what? You've missed it. It's over. It's done. I will be hosting more, but depending on how well this workshop goes, I may have to revamp some things. You never know, right? So again, that's one event that I have coming up, as well as my husband and myself have created a workshop series for our recruiting sports consulting arm of the business. And we have a 5 workshop series. You've already missed one if you are just hearing this today. But there are 4 more, and each one of them are valuable in its own right. There is no, oh, if I miss this one, I shouldn't come to the other one. You can definitely come to individual workshops, because in each workshop, we are also discussing what we offer as CWP Sports Consulting as far as student athletes and their parents, how we work to get you guys equipped for the recruiting process. Again, I have to give you this disclaimer. We don't guarantee that anybody's going to get recruited. We can't do that because, again, it's not really up to us. It's not, if anybody's guaranteeing you that they're going to get you recruited, stay away from them because basically they're lying. It's up to that school. It's up to their need. There are so many variables that go into recruiting. But what we specialize in is making sure on your academic side that you're straight, on the position side that you're straight, and basically on the training side, that if you are needing something, if we see something within you, we are targeting again 9th through 12th graders. If you are a senior at this point, I will never say that it's too late for you, but I really, really want to hit you when you're in the 9th, 10th, and 11th grade. There are some things that we can do as a senior, like if you are a rising senior, if this next season for you will be your senior year, you need to really get with us, and you probably don't, I won't say you can't gain anything from the workshop, but you probably need more of the one-on-one consulting. So just consider that. You can definitely reach out to us, Troy Sr. at Coach With Pride. That's TROYSR at CoachWithPride.com. You can shoot us an email. We can set up a consultation to see if CWP Sports Consulting would be a good fit for you and vice versa. So that's the other thing we have coming up. Super excited for the events that I am going to be a part of in Women's History Month. That's March. It's coming up. My first event that I want to talk to you guys about is March the 4th. It's a breakfast event, ladies. So come out. We're going to have like a continental breakfast, and I'm going to do just an empowerment piece on how not to be a sorry woman. And that thing has a double head on it. So I'm going to be talking twofold on the being a sorry woman type of thing. So ladies, this really is designed for you, but anyone can attend this workshop or this empowerment seminar that is going to be, it's actually being hosted by Bella Moore. That's in Greer, and the information is all over my Facebook page, whether it's my author's page or my personal page. If you follow me there, go there, or you can email me at info@coachwithpride.com and I can get you the particulars on how you can attend that event. It is a fee. I want to say the fee is $12. Again, guys, if you're hearing this podcast after March the 4th, you've missed it. Also, for the CWP workshop, our next workshop is on the 22nd. So if you are hearing this after that, you've missed it. But again, that workshop thing with CWP Sports Consulting, it's a five workshop series. And so we're getting ready for our second one, but we definitely have four others to do. So sign up for that. But also, Women's Empowerment for Women's History Month. I'm going to be attending several events. Some of them are private, some of them are public. And so I'll just keep you guys abreast of that. But the first one will be March the 4th. So go ahead and save that date and try to reserve your spot. But anyway, so let's get on into what I came to you guys today for. So in the last podcast, I talked about you leveling up for 2021. I know I'm leveling up for 2021, and I'm so excited about just what God is doing at this time of my life. I have just been flowing. I've got some exciting things that I'm even going to be announcing this week. This is the week of February the 15th. So if you're hearing this podcast, I'm going to be announcing some great things. So stay tuned and keep following me. I'm on all social media platforms. Twitter, it's Coach Pride. Instagram, it's Coach With Pride. Facebook, it's Author Angela Pride or Coach Pride. So follow me there to hear the exciting news that I'm going to have coming. And this isn't the first thing that I'm going to be announcing, but I'm going to be announcing one great thing this week that God has placed inside of me, and I'm going to be excited to share it with you guys. So just stay tuned. But back to AP Empowers and what this podcast today is about. It's basically about, you know, now that you've leveled up, what's next? What's next definitely is that you have to, and this is coming from a chapter in one of my books. It's entitled Limit the Fear. Okay. And this is from When Women Lead Volume 1. If you don't have my books, guys, they are available on Amazon.com. They're available in the paperback format, as well as they're available on Kindle. So get your copy today. The Kindle price is a little bit less than the paperback price, but try to support your girl. Get my books. All of them are available. When Women Lead, Volumes 1 and 2 are available, as well as Unconventional. Let's talk about limiting the fear. How are you going to start out limiting the fear in 2021? Well, first off, you just got to do it. Okay, if God is placing something inside of you, if you have ideas that you're just sitting on, if you are wondering why this isn't happening for you and it's happening for other people, it's because you're procrastinating. One, that's one way that when we are afraid of what's going to happen in our situation, we will procrastinate. We will put it on hold. We'll put it off for tomorrow. Guys, step number one in limiting the fear, stop the procrastination. Okay, stop procrastinating. Do it today. Do it now. If you're listening to this podcast, I hope that you're taking notes. But number one, you have got to stop prolonging the inevitable. Go out there, take that leap of faith, and know that God's got your back. God didn't give you that vision. He didn't place that thing inside of you. He did not give it to you for you to sit on. Someone, you're waiting on other people, guys. And I say this all the time, and someone is definitely waiting on you. So with that being said, number one, stop procrastinating. Okay. And I know procrastination is a big thing. I've done several podcasts on this. I have a podcast called Dear Procrastination. I have a blog called Dear Procrastination. And it's where you take the bull by the horns and basically you write your letter to procrastination. You tell yourself, you tell procrastination, your relationship with procrastination is over. You have no time for procrastination. You have no room in your life for procrastination. Your goals will not achieve themselves. Okay. If you are procrastinating, today is the day that you stop. Today is the day that you begin limiting the fear that comes up in your head by not procrastinating. Okay. So I hope you guys can receive that, because again, it's a big one. I mean, you know, fear will make you hold on to things that God himself is trying to allow you to hold on to. You have got to. I was talking to someone the other day about, you know, never giving up your power. You have the power to do what God is placing inside of you. But if you allow that fear to set in, if you allow yourself to say, oh, I'll do it next week, or oh, I'll do it next month, or oh, I don't have enough money. Find the money. Talk to someone else. Seek some help. Get assistance if you are holding yourself back. Sometimes, guys, again, shameless plug, we need someone else to push us. We need someone else to hold us accountable. And if you are procrastinating, if you are continuing to make excuses, again, remember, I'm the author of a book called Moving Past the Excuses. Okay? Stop making excuses. But number one, stop procrastinating. Okay. Today, if you're just tuning in and you're coming in and someone else is listening to this podcast, we're talking about how you are going to continue to level up, how you're going to begin to level up in 2021. And step one is stop procrastinating. Okay. Stop procrastinating. Do it now. Get up, do it now. Write your list. Look at your goals often. You know, and I talked about that in the last podcast. Again, if you've not heard that, please go back and listen to that. But you can go back and listen to any of my podcasts. We're in season two of the podcast series right now. So you can go back and listen to all of them. None of them are archived. You can listen to them all. I've got some good content in there, guys, for you. Just motivation and encouragement and uplifting and empowerment. That is what I'm here for. And number one, we're going to stop the procrastinating. Okay. And I led by saying, just do it. You've got to do it. You can't wait for someone else to do it for you. You've got to just do it. Okay. Number two today, I want to talk about when we're talking about limiting the fear, you've got to get rid of some things. Okay. Limit the fear, get rid of some things. There are some of you guys have people in your life that are toxic. Some of you guys are talking to the wrong people about your goals and your dreams. So I'm challenging you today that we're going to have to hit the delete button, the remove button, the unfollow button. And, you know, I talked a little bit before about how social media, how people, you know, look at other people and feel like, oh, they're doing that. You can do it too. You know, get rid of that stinking thinking that just because someone else is doing it, you can't do it too. Okay, God, there is no shortage of money. There's enough to go around for everyone. You don't have to steal anyone's ideas. You don't have to mimic anyone. Be authentically yourself, but get rid of that stinking thinking that you can't do it just because someone else is doing it. If God placed it inside of you, there is room at the table for you. And if there's not a seat at the table, pull up your own. So you're going to have to get rid of some things in your life, whether it's stinking thinking, whether it's people. And I'm talking about the stinking thinking right now, right? Whether it's people, whether it's your mindset. Sometimes we are our own worst enemy. I talk about that in my third book, Unconventional, how, you know, self-bullying is a true thing. Okay, we bully ourselves sometimes. It doesn't have anything to do with anyone else. Sometimes we just, you know, have the wrong thoughts. Learn to shift your mindset. When you're talking about getting rid of things, when you're talking about getting rid of that wrong mindset, there are some things that you've got to do. If you're a believer, if you're a Christian, read your Bible more. See what God is speaking to you and what he's saying to you about what you're supposed to do. If you're not a Christian, look at different quotes that are empowerment quotes, that are motivational quotes, things so you can get the right thought process in your mind, okay? You cannot go about trying to achieve your goals and overcome obstacles and tackle adversity when you don't have the right mindset. So you've got to get rid of some things. That's number two. Number one was stop the procrastination. Number two is getting rid of some things. And the first thing, like I said, your mindset has got to be a powerful mindset in order for you to carry out the goals, in order for you to carry out your dreams again, right? I talked to you guys a little bit about what my church is our theme for the year is. 2021 is the year to dream again. Some of you guys have left your dreams back in 2020. I want you to pick those dreams up again today, and you're going to start by stop procrastinating, and now you're going to go on to getting rid of some things. And again, getting rid of a stinking thinking mindset is A, in getting rid of some things. B in getting rid of some things are, who are you hanging out with? What are the people in your circle? You are only as good as your circle. So if the people in your circle aren't going anywhere fast, guess what? You are right there with them. So sometimes we've got to let some people go. And I hate to say it, guys, but a lot of times we have to really start with family members, okay? Sometimes your family members only see you for what they want to see you doing or they want to see you accomplishing. And again, blood is definitely thicker than water. I'm not saying throw away your family members, but I'm saying limit it. You get to control who's in your inner circle, okay? And so you can love on your family members, but sometimes we have to love on them from a distance. If they're not seeing your goals and seeing your dreams the way God has given them to you, well, guess what? You need to get some new friends. You need to get some people that are doing some things. You need to be talking to people that can encourage you when you say, hey, I want to buy a new car, or hey, I want to go back to school, or hey, I want to start this business. You need to have people in your circle that are like, yes, you can do it. I'm right here with you. What can I do to help you? Those types of people, right? Those are the types of people that you need in your life. And get rid of the people that aren't like that. Because people that aren't like that, as they say, misery loves company, right? And so I don't want you living a miserable existence. I want you to thrive. I want you to be positive. I want you to reach your goals. I want you to win. Okay? That is why I'm here. That is why I came on this podcast today, because I was like, somebody needs to hear that they can win, but only when they get rid of some things in their life that aren't working for their good. Okay? So that's the second thing. That A was get rid of that mindset, that stinking thinking. Shift that mindset, I should say. But leave the stinking thinking behind you, right? You can achieve the things that God has placed inside of you. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You need those types of things building up your mindset, right? And then B, the other thing that you need to get rid of is people. So I've talked about that. The people that don't mean you any good, guys, let them go. And then lastly, you need to get rid of toxicity, right? So, you know, when I think about toxicity, that could be just your bad habits, okay? So if you're eating the wrong things, okay, and I know that this is like a big one at the beginning of the year. Everybody's on a diet. Everybody's got these goals and this and, but those are good things because we perform the way we look. If we need to be healthier, ladies and gentlemen, let's take the bull by the horns and let's do what we need to do. If it's walking a mile a day, start there. Okay. You can start. I'm here to meet you where you are. If you need to lose 200 pounds, that is a big chunk. But listen, how about you start with 5? How about you move next to 15 and so on and so forth? Take the little baby chunks to get rid of some of the toxicity in your life. And you know, I hate to say it, but toxicity also goes along with people. Those people that are not speaking life into your dreams and your goals, get rid of them. If you're eating bad, get rid of it. If you've got bad habits, if you're drinking too much, get rid of it. If you are smoking too much, get rid of it. Too much of anything is never good for you, right? So the toxicity, whatever that thing may be, okay? A was people, B was bad habits, and no, I'm sorry. A was stinking thinking, B was people, and C is bad habits. Those, that toxic stuff that's in your life that you have control over. Hello, somebody. If you're putting bad food in your body, guess who has control over that? You. You're not 6 years old. And if you're 6 years old listening to this podcast, you're strong enough to do it as well. But so get rid of the things in your life, guys. It is our season to level up. We're claiming it. We're walking in it. And I want us to do it. Okay. 2021 has so much more in store for you. But you've got to go out and get it, right? Nothing is going to come to you. Anything worth having isn't going to be easy. I truly believe that. Me publishing and becoming an author, it was not the easiest thing. I had to invest some things. I had to put forth the effort. I had to do the writing, okay? So, and I had to get rid of people who said, oh, why are you doing that? Or I don't understand why you're doing that. And now I'm at a place where people are saying, how did you do that? Can you teach me how to do it? Hence my workshop on becoming an author. I'm bringing that forward because so many people ask me about being an author. So many people ask me about what should they do? What's their next step? And we're going to talk about all of those things on February the 18th. So again, go ahead and reserve your spot for that today. But back to the podcast. It's your time to level up, people. And in leveling up, you've got to let go of the fear. All of the things I'm talking about today are surrounded by fear. People do things to themselves. Guess what? Because they're afraid. They're afraid to step out on faith. They're afraid of what's going to happen if they do become successful. Limit the fear. Limit the fear in your life. You get to control it. You get to look at yourself as a winner, and winners are not afraid. Guess what? Anybody that you talk to, if they've won, they've lost as well. But you, even when you lose, sometimes you win. Because if you learn the lesson, and I've talked about this, guys, some of this stuff may seem redundant to some of you guys, but I think we need reminders. I know, as a matter of fact, I need reminders. The other day, I made a post about, you know, taking my own advice. And sometimes we have to do that. You know, a lot of times we're so busy trying to build up other people, we need to take our own advice and build ourselves up, right? So limit the fear in your situation and everything that you're doing in 2021. You cannot be afraid. Go in it head first. Go in it giving it your all. Go in it giving it 100%. And number one, again, just to reiterate, we're going to stop the procrastinating. We're going to start today. We're going to start today working on that goal. We're going to start today. We're going to do a little bit each day for each goal, and we're going to get those goals accomplished, right? And then we're going to repeat the process. We're going to make some new goals, and we're going to achieve and exceed those goals, right? So stop the procrastinating. Start today. Get rid of some things in your life that are not helping you reach the places that you are wanting to go. If that's people, get rid of them. If it's your mindset, be ready to shift it or change it. Get the right things in line so that you can start to limit the fear in your life. And then lastly, those bad habits. Anything that you're doing that isn't causing you to grow, isn't causing you maybe to get to that next level, you've got to take it out. You've got to remove it, ladies and gentlemen. You can't wait for me to do it. This podcast isn't going to do it for you. You've got to do it. What do I always say? Action is required. Action is required for you to do it. If someone else is saying it to you, everybody's not wrong, but at the same time, everything is going to be contingent upon what you are willing to sacrifice, what you're willing to do. And by removing some things, that's the sacrificial part. You know, again, like I said, if it's family members, you know, God bless them, pray for them, love on them from afar. Do not allow them to get in your head. Do not allow them to determine what you can do. Do not allow them to help you build up walls. Get rid of it. You know, love them from afar. Okay. All right. So that's it for today, guys. We're talking about limiting the fear. Don't be afraid to go out here and get your goals. They are waiting on you. And when I tell you they're waiting on you, they're waiting on you. If you're waiting on someone else, there are a ton of people that are sitting back waiting on you to see that vision forward, to bring that thing to pass, to, you know, start the things that God is placing inside of you. Okay. Just do it. Thanks for listening today. This is AP Empowers. I hope you got something. If you did, please like and subscribe. Leave me a comment. Share this podcast with others. Again, guys, I am here for you. I'm here if you need me. You can reach out to me. I gave you my information at the beginning, but info@coachwithpride.com, that's a great email to reach me. So you can reach out to me if you have questions, if you have some comments or concerns, even about this podcast. I hope that you would leave a message. If not, you can always send me an email. You guys continue to have a blessed remainder of your day, your night, your evening, wherever you may be and whenever you may be listening to this podcast. And until next time, AP Empowers signing out.